then that L'chora Borei Priya Eitz should work for extracts as well. The Gemara says that Taka works for every extract except for wine. Wine is the extract, and this came in the Ishtani, Ishtani Lel Yusa. Gemara says, what about Shemen? So the Gemara says that Enochanami, Shemen theoretically should have the same approach because it is Ishtani Lel Yusa. However, it's not Ishtani Lel Yusa of Kviyus Suda. The Gemara says, what happens if a person is Kviyus Suda? So, Butler, so that's going to be a question for Leon Novi. Whether we say in this case, Butla Daita Eitzel Kol Adam. So the biggest hanging question in the Sugya is that L'chaira, the conclusion of the Sugya is that when one has wine, one says Bori Pia Geffen. And that means that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the fruit of the vine. So when you have a grape, you say Bori Pia Eitz. When you have wine, you say Bori, you're saying the same thing. You just identifying, instead of calling it a tree, you're calling it a vine. But you're really making a brach on the grapes. So that's the burning question of the sugya. What? How do we understand this din? The Yisayda din over here. You're not really changing the bracha substantially. You're simply saying the same thing with a greater specification, right? That's clear. When you say Bari Priya Geffen, you're really saying Kadosh Baruch Hu created the fruit of the vine. That's the same thing as Bari Priya Eitz, and that's how we're going to have a kasha later on. What happens if you have a grape and you say by accident Bari Priya Geffen on the grape? What's the din? As we'll discuss, Bari Priya Eitz and wine, right? So that's a separate question. That question is that when Chazal were Mishana the Bracha L'mal Yusa, so what happened to the original din of Bori Pri Eitz? So that's how we have to understand that. And then we'll have to come to an understanding of what is Ishtani L'al Yusa over here. Is it Davke that it's Soed, or that it's Nesameach V'Soed? Two ways of reading into the Gemara. But more significantly, if we'll have to see if we can be Matzliach. We know what being Mesameach is. And we may be able to understand what zon means, even though we don't really appreciate that the wine is amazing, right? But that the wine is soed, so rechim. How do you translate the words? Okay. So the first, go ahead.
Does the Gemara accept that original reason, the maskana?
So there are two ways of reading it. We'll see. We'll have to see. See, some svarim do say soed and sameach. So I'll have to look at it more carefully. But that's those are the issues after you raise in the sugya, right? Those are the issues that have tzorach lidon behem. All right. Now the first issue which comes up as we look at the Rishonim is that the Rashi explains to us that when Chazal give us the word Boirei, that is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the Boirei. And even if human beings continue to process what Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, according to Rashi, we shouldn't be saying Boirei. Right? And that's why once we have anything which is very substantially processed, so we don't say Boirei, we don't say Boirei Lechem. We don't say Bari, we say Bari Mine Mizonos. You have to understand. Why do we still leave? Why don't we say Osa? Right? We say Shakol Niyeh B'Dvarei. So when do we still hang on to the word Bari? How substantially processed must something be that you can still call it Bari? Okay, also have to understand. So, the first... We went yesterday to the Rosh, because the Rosh discusses in Siman Gimel, at the end of Siman Gimel, the Rosh discusses whether a question of Lashon, Rebbe Elazar Mimitz, the sugya that the Rosh is coming out of is the sugya of Tzlaf, where there is a tree that has several edible parts to it. And the Gemara will be discussing whether all edible parts are called a pri or not. And then, based on that, the Gemara then said, the Rosh is because of V'harav Eliezer Mimitz, Hiksha, Kasha, Hey Yech Onu Mevarchim Alayayin, Borim Pri Geffen, Ho Loi Mikri Pri, L'inyan Bikurim. In other words, we're going to have a sugya that certain, the halachas of Zeroim are going to be kaveya. They will establish whether something is called a pri or not. We'll discuss Meiser and Bikurim and Orlam. So, Verulazim Mimitz says, based on this sugya that we have not learned yet, the Tzlaf sugya, the Gemara is going to establish a principle that Hilchei Zeroim will determine for us whether something is called a pri and whether you say a Bari Pri Adomo, Bari Pri Oveitz. Lazim Mimitz says, how is that correct? How is that principle correct? When we say, Hey, Yech Onu Mevarchim, Boire Priya Geffen. Hey, Yech Onu Mevarchim. I lost the spot. Alayayin, Boire Priya, Boire Priya Geffen, Mahalay Mikre Pri, Le'inyan Bikurim. It's not called a Pri. So we should be saying, Boire Yayin. Can't say Bori Yayin because Rochel didn't create the wine. We made the wine. So you're going to have to say Sha'osa Yayin. Right? Sha'yayin Nasa Bidvori. A kol Sha'kol Libri Bori. But Bori, it's not correct to say Bori Pri Gefa. Hole Mikri Pri, Lin Bikur, Detanya, what's a Raya? Dav Kuv Chofim at Beis and Chulen. Pri Atom, maybe Viatom, maybe Mashke. So when it comes to the mitzvah Bikurim, the Gemara, the Mishnah says, points out, the Torah says, that the mitzvah Bikurim is unfree, and drinks are not, and beverages are not called free. The Vash Tamarma Mishnah in Bikurim. The vash tamar man to buchim mochamis tzedvonios v'shamini perishal truma. Gemara says if you have honey that comes out of dates, you have wine, they have apple wine, you have fermented wine, apple juice, chaymis tzedvonios. So in all of these situations became chaymis already, became vinegar ready. So mishar mini perish, if you point to them, then you have to pay a chaymis. I'm sure point to my peligay. The Gemara says, "Malozah savra don minu minu ma bikurim mashkena yetsmen kimoisan av truma nami mashkena yetsmen kimoisan." Gemara says that when it comes to bikurim, there is a din that the extract has the same din as the fruit itself. So the question that Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Shu argue is whether the same thing is true legabe truma. The Gemara says, Ma mashkin the kodshim betruma tirosh v'yitzar in midach min aloi af mashkin men kemoisan tirosh v'yitzar in midach min aloi. Gemara says that the machlokes says we compare truma to bikurim, or do we say truma is a special din that when it comes to truma, Kadosh Baruch Hu said you give from tirosh v'yitzar. Kadosh Baruch Hu said you give from oil and you give from wine. So, but all other mashkena yotzei, but if you have pomegranate juice, you would not be giving trumas and maestras from pomegranate, and you certainly couldn't give trumas and maestras of juice. You couldn't say this bottle of pomegranate juice is my maestra for my pomegranates. Right? The Gemara says when it comes to wine, or oil, one can give a bottle of wine and say, this is my truma. One can give oil and say, this is my truma, this is my ma'aser. Mashkina yetsim and kehen. So again, so machlokes tanoim. Whether that everybody holds when it comes to bikurim, mashkina yetsim and kehen behen. Everybody holds that if I come to the kohen and I bring a bottle of wine and I say, this is the wine from the very first grapes. So I bring it to the kohen and I can say, Arami, Yavidavi, Yavidavi, Bechule, Bechule. All right. Now the Gemara says, what about truma? Can I give wine as truma for my grapes? So Gemara is machlokes tanoim. Now everybody holds, I said it incorrectly, can I give pomegranate juice for my pomegranate, as truma for my pomegranates? That's the machlokes. Everybody holds I can bring pomegranate juice as my bikurim for my pomegranate. Machlokes if I can give pomegranate juice as truma for my pomegranate. Now everybody holds I can give wine and oil as truma. So again, mashkin hayotzim mehen kohen legabe bikurim, yes, legabe truma machlokes, legabe wine and oil, even legabe truma. V'hod et nanin mevin bikurim mashke. So who says that even legabe bikurim we pasken that mashkin ayotzim mehen ein abahem ella, it's only wine and oil? That should be Yeshua. And he explains that he learns bikurim mitruma. Vod etnan ein soifkin es arvo mishum orla. Right? So what about legabi orla? When it comes to orla, do we say maskina yesman bahen or not? Do we say if a person drinks wine from his 2-year-old vine, is he going to get makis? Are we going to say no? It's already nishtana. It's no longer the same iser. So it won't be an iser deraisa. So that will depend on whether you say maskana yesmen bahen or not. So the Gemara again. So the Gemara says, right, the Gemara says, when it comes to bikurim, what's the pasuk say? Rachel's called pre. What's the exact pasuk? Niki Sava. Okay, good. So there it says pre. So it has to be pre. So can you bring wine? Can you bring pomegranate juice? What's it up? The Gemara says when it comes to Bikurim, so that's the machlokes, whether one can bring Mashkina Yotze, Machlokes Tanoim. When it comes to Truma, so everybody holds right. Again, when it comes to Bikurim, so there's a 3-way machlokes whether we say maskana yetsim fi kipri or not. Yes, no, or only for wine and olives. When it comes to truma, so there everybody holds that a yetsim and a fi is not kipri except for a tibish v'yitzer. All right? And when it comes to orla, so the Gemara seems to say that orla has also the same machlekes and norms that have a god baby. What is the machlekes? What seems to be the machlekes? Whether mashka kipri or not, right? With the maskana yesim is again, right? Remember, Rashi explains, Ushor kol mini peres chutz min andob mizesim shedarkon v'chach. So Rashi apparently explains that when do we say Mashkim Ki Yitzvah Laki Yitzvah, and it means is it a normal thing to do? So apparently, with Rashi, the way Rashi understands it is that when it comes to andavim, when it comes to grapes and olives, it's a very normal thing to make some of your grapes into wine and some of your olives into oil. Until the 21st century, it was not normal to make pomegranate juice from your pomegranates, right? And it's certainly, you know, we don't need, and I don't know, but I assume, I don't know what the deal was with in terms of honey, in terms of dates. Now there is a thing you can buy as date honey, right? And the Gemara talks about Beis Yisoy. When the Gemara talks about there was a place that was one of the great places, one of the great most productive places in Eretz Yisrael, that they had, that the dates gave oodles and oodles of honey. Gemara tells of a person, I think the place was called Sisoy, I think, that he sent his son in to get some dates, and the son went to the date bowl, the date barrel, and put his hand in, and it came with honey. So he went to his father, he said, there's no dates there, just honey. He said, no, dig deeper. That there's so much honey there that the son couldn't find the dates. I don't know if it was a time when people ate date honey, but it seems from this Rashi that of the Shiva Minim, and certainly beyond the Shiva Minim, so Dark and Machach. So therefore, the Rashi seems to be explaining to us what would seem to be a drasha from the Pasuk, that when it comes to Bikurim, so that when it comes to Sirash V'Yitzar, so then it is that then we say that the wine and the olives have the same status as the pre. So after the Gemara says after Minami. So again, what I yait say from the Gemara in Chulin, that less mandapoli, that when it comes to truma, so tirish v'yisa, one can be mafresh meyayin ala peiros, meyashemen ala peiros. When it comes to bikurim, so machlekes, if Yeshua says yes, other tanam say no. It is that we don't say that yayin is that the yayin is called pri, right? The Gemara says af truma nami shefrisha beperis kegoin to marim v'tapuchim. This is Rashi. Kevan the truma neheges v'fri af al gav the eno neheges v'mashkin shalem ela betirish v'yitzer bilvad han nechmashkin kevan the beperis truma also hari hein ketruma. The Gemara says that even though meikar adin, I can only be mafresh from the only mashkin I can use to be mafresh on the Iker Peiros is Tivrish V'Yitzah. But separate then, what happens if I take pomegranates and I squeeze it and make pomegranate juice? So now, does that still have the din of Truma? Does that still have the din of the original fruit?
We said no, it's not normal.
Right, so that's the Gemara says, that also is the same machloek is to know. Okay? So now coming back to our Rosh. So our Rosh says, holy mikri pri linyan bikurim, the Tanya. That wine is not called a pri, because when it comes to pri, the Torah says, ulakachtami reishus kol pri adam, correct? It is a column in there. So then, pre-atamevi mashka, it says, mi-pre-adama. It's an important phrase, we'll come back to that. So it has to be pre-atamevi, atamevi mashka. Hey, vi-anovim v'darachan, what happens if a person comes to Yerushalayim with the grapes? And then he says, you know what, this kohen would much rather have a bottle of wine that had grapes. So he comes to Yerushalayim v'dorchan, and he makes it into wine. So what's the din then? Tamaloy mar tovi. Oma ilam yaseira dikra. So tavi means as long as you bring it, it's okay. Now what happens if the Torah wouldn't have said tavi? Would it then be? Would not be good, because it's not called free. E lav yaseira dikra hami mamtina biyayin be free. Vosam nami loimarba elehivian dovim darachan. And not only that, this is also very important for when we'll have a shurim and grape juice. He says that even in the case where the Gemara says Tavi, it doesn't say that you can bring any extract. But fermented wine may be different, could be different, it's different then. That does Gzerasakos doesn't include Yain Gomer. Oma loy mikri pri. So we see from this Gemara that it's incorrect to say wine is called pri. Rabbi Yeshua, nami potel lekaman, devash tamara mitruma, tulei mikri pri. Rabbi Yeshua, so he says that tirosh v'yitzar is, you can bring bikurim from tirosh v'yitzar. But he still holds of the principle that a yoytzim in a pri is not called pri. So one teres you could give is that when it comes to orla, so then we learned in Trumas that when it comes to orla, so then lagabe orla, the wine is considered to be has din of orla as well. And the Gemara says, who holds this? Rabbi Yeshua. But the Gemara says that the Mishnah says that a person who takes his orladika grapes and makes it into orladika wine, so he does not get malchus. That it's davka legabe that shemashkem abon mayen kemoisim hilchach lini berfi agafen nam yichoshev pri. So he says that it's possible that the din of borei pri agafen berfi agafen is based on which din. No. In Shloimer Mishum Yafinan Me Orla Shenik Riyayin Pri. Then that Mesechta's Trumas. Right? That we have that we know that in the context of Trumas, so there Yayin has the din of Pri. However, that's the Torah doesn't say it has the din of Pri. The Torah says it's called Tirush V'Yitzar. However, in the context of Orla, so Rabbi Yeshua holds that in Orla, one does get Malkus for Orla Dika wine or Orla Dika oil. So since Legabe Orla is called free, we say Bore Pri Agefen. So Rabbi Lozer Mimit says, what's his question, what's his answer? What's the question? Hey, Yechonu Mavarchim. And on what set of halachas are we going to determine whether something is called a pri or not?
starts out saying Bikura.
The answer is Enachanami Legave Bikurim Nakol Lepri.
Words unclear.
Okay. The Legave Trumas and Maisris is called Tirishri Yitzar. Alright? El Legave Orlam. It will be considered to be a pri. So Yoi says it has the din of pri, Legavi Orla. Alright? So everyone thinks it's unclear whether the din of Bikurim comes from Trumas and Maisa comes from Orla, should we say? Yeah, good. Okay, but it's Heyois that it's called pri in one particular context. So therefore, that's the pass that it gets. Alright? But according to Velozim Mitz, when you say Boire Pri Hagofen, what are you saying? Right. Right? Boire Pri Hagofen, according to Velozim is the Gemara makes a lot of sense, according to Velozim Mitz. I say Boire Pri Hagofen. Boire Pri Hagofen is a bracha on wine. The Gemara says, why don't you make a Boire Pri Eitz on wine? The Gemara says the Shtanei Liyus, so we give it another bracha. In other words, according to Velozim Mitz, I would make a Borei Pri Ha'Eitz on grapes and a Borei Pri Ha'Eitz on wine, and then it's Shtanei L'Malyusa. So now I make a Borei Pri on wine. No, would Rashi say that word? No. No, why not? Why?
Because it's not
mad. Good, okay. So, Machlaikis Rashi Velozim Mitz. When you make a Borei Pri Hagofen, what do we say? We think Kadosh Baruch Hu created grapes, Kadosh Baruch Hu created wine. To say Kadosh Baruch Hu created grapes, it's a little bit difficult. So, I have to understand why we change the bracha. What's wrong with Borei Pri Hagofen? To say Velozim Mitz, a little bit difficult. Where's the Borei? Correct? But L'chor is machlekes between Rashi and Velozim Mitz. What is the kavanah you have when you make the bracha? Look at the Rash in Trumais. Ein oisin tamarim devash v'tamarim shel truma a meiser arik. Did the Tani say one should not make? Boom. What are we going to do? Oh, we lost his zoom.
10 more minutes.
Okay. There we go. The Rash, the Shor Kol Peiros, the Vash Tamar Miyayin Tepuchim V'chaim B'zit Boniyes, Mishum D'chashivei, Yisrach Krolim Isnayu. That the Gemara includes these, because even though they're Choshev, nevertheless, one cannot use processed foods as your Trumas and Maisers. The Rashi explains, "Vishum orla hach vahida ein mevin bikurim moikir agor roitim kavishua v'gabi bikurim ksiv es reishes priya adama v'toni rav yosef priya tamevi v'iya tamevi mashke hevi anov medorch minayin dinam tavi how the mice of the bikurim makame ahida orla the shmeitza the hasam ayri bikurim v'fer kol sham mashve dein loikir vishum orla l'yosef v'shar peris and." The Rash says that the Gemara in Pesachim says, why is it that we don't get Malkus for wine that is Orla is because, you don't get Malkus for pomegranate juice that's Orla because Zeya Ba'al Mahu, it is not a significant product. With Perakorma right of Mashmat Hamim Mikroya Daikila Givishua Dharma Dain Minava Kiviasra. Vigama Lola Vikurum, a true Hodder Maisi the Orla, Pri Mikurum. So the Rosh points out that l'chayra, there's a steer between the Gemara in Pesachim and the Gemara in Chulin. Why is it that wine is considered to be is considered to be as choshev as the pri, but pomegranate juice is not considered to be as choshev as the pri? So the Rosh says, if in the Gemara in Pesachim it sounds like, because pomegranate juice is not a significant extract. Lu yitzuyer would be a significant extract, it would also be called a pri. But it's eva alma. It's nothing. Right? That's one of the discussions which comes up, whether scotch is chomitz day rice or not. Because the pashtas, which would say scotch is achli, it's the grain. It's fermented grain. But some say, but the Gemara says everything but tirshuhis is there ba'alma. It's just it's the sweat. It's an insignificant product. So the question is, when the Gemara says, does it mean there ba'alma kacha nifshach halacha? Then except for tirshuhis or everything else is there ba'alma? You say it depends. If it's derech lotseis mimena, no, that's not there ba'alma. The person has orchards of oranges, then you can't say Zevi Alma. A person is able to take a piece of wheat and make it into a bottle that people will pay a lot of money for. You can't call Zevi Alma. So the Zevi Alma Chazal Merkeveya, this is Zevi Alma finished? Or do we say no? So that's the Machlech. However, Ligabe Ar Sugya, so the Rash points out that when it comes to Tiro Yishvi Yitzar, so the Torah says they are like Anovim V'shemen. What about the other extracts? What about pomegranate juice? What about Dvash Tamarim? So the Gemara in Pesachim says Dvash Tamarim, pomegranate, that's Zeh B'Alma to nothing. And the Gemara in Arva Reitiv says that it doesn't have it in a pri. Right? So, Oy Kasha. Tefei the Omer of Herketa Mevorchen, the Mevorchen al Dvash Tamarim Shako, Umaiklu Vishua, the Zeba Amuhu, Umashma Dahinu Tamri Vishua. And Gemara says, and he has another kasha, we haven't really worried yet, that when it comes to Dvash Tamarim, it sounds like the Dvash Tamarim is Shahaku because it's not Choshev at all. Not the Pshat that it's Choshev, but it's not called Pri, but it's Zeba Alma. So the Rash points out, the conclusion of the Gemara in Orva Reitev is that Tirosh V'Yitzar are called Pri. And other Mashkemen are Choshev, not called Pri. The conclusion of the Gemara Pesachim is that all Yitzay Min Eitz are Zeh Ba'alma, and Tirosh V'Yitzar is not considered to be Zeh Ba'alma. Let's go a little bit weiter. Gemara says, Tosha says, person is making a bracha, and this is going to become a very important tesis. What happens if a person makes a mistake in his bracha? So, what happens if a person says "Bore Priya Eitz" instead of "Bore Priya Gofen"? Now, clearly, he says, if you make a bari pri and you say bari pri eitz v'gofen, that's okay. That's taken a diber, that's kilos one bra. But what would it then be? Hoyo aimer chanal and hoyo yedei bebir shetoe b'dibur shomar bari pri eitz tachas bari pri gofen. But what would the din be if he would not be chayzer? What did it sound like? You made a barre priya eitz instead of a barre priya gofen. Mashma. Again, both of these Rabbi Akiva Eiger's are classic Rabbi Akiva Eiger piece. We'll go back to both of them. One of them is about Tzavik Brachas Alkal. It's a famous Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger probably made this Tosfos famous. So, Sh'omar Boire Breitz Tachas Boire Piyagofen Mashma Mized Den Birech Al Hayayin Boire Breitz Lil Lo Yotza. Right? How's Rabbi Akiva Eiger Medayik Lefnis and Tosfos?
It's only okay if you accept it.
Correct, okay? So Tosfos says a person has wine and he says, Boy Ripu Eitz, sounds like he has to make another bracha. If he caught himself right away, okay? Right? But if he didn't catch himself, right? The person was starting to learn case of the bracha and just got didn't get the second, third line of the Mishnah. So, and he has to make Kiddush. So then, and he says a Bari creates. Then they all get upset with him. He said, what are you talking about? It's Rabbi Geffen. He said, what are you talking about? It's in case of Mavarchan. He only learned the first two lines. He didn't get to learn B'yu and Rav. He didn't get to the third line of the Mishnah. So the halacha would be, Riki Vegas says, Taisva says, if you catch yourself, it's okay. Vaistachais, if you didn't catch yourself, not okay. And the Magen Avraham passed this way.
Meeting?
Join?
No,
new
meeting.
New meeting?
Yeah.
I'll
take a picture
of that.
Oh,
I'm just
missing.
Oh,
they did a new thing.
You have to
log out.
You have to wait 10 minutes.
No, just log out of your account.
Yeah,
we
do my account.
We could just do
it
like a WhatsApp call. What's
that video
call?
Should you do that?
On what? On the computer?
On the phone.
Yeah, on the phone.
Remind me, I can use my
Zoom.
Someone
get their phone out.
Do that?
Yeah, let's see that.
What's
that?
Then
just follow that. Yeah,
just
send a link
to it.
What's that?
They're going to call everyone on WhatsApp and everyone will just listen.
Start calling the link.
It's Gabi.
Gabi Balas
and Avi.
Okay.
Just start a group video and whoever can join.
Just
come
to the chat. See
where
he
wants to. The Tambu Ali. Right, the Yayin sent for your love. Tambu Varchin, Boy Priya Gefet. Boy Ovim Kane, Shapim Varch, Boy Priya Eitz. El the Hoyle Lavara Yaisa Shumi Gefet. Vim Kane, Loy Gora, Mi Biro Shahakul, the Kamen Yaitse. Acher the Motsosi, Mezra Shemiz Varch, Machubs Gins Rodim, Hilger Chaim, Telel Iker the Yotze. No, that's what Rabbi Akiva Eiger was. He's pointing out a beer.
Shouldn't the
Yotze be Yotze because the Eitz comes from Sa'etz before? Because
it really comes
from the Eitz, I guess. No,
he's saying
because
Yain's
a
pre, the
Yain
Shein pre.
Yeah.
Right, so that's
right.
Right.
Once you say Yain Shein pre
alav,
to then, so then,
sure.
When I'm saying
Boire
Pri HaGefen, I'm really saying.
Okay, it's higher level.
Yeah. Once I'm saying. Bari Priya Geffen, let's go step by step with Rabbi Akiva Eiger's argument over here to understand his argument. Tosfos takes the position that if we say a barei priya eitz on wine, we were not yotzei, we have to make another bracha. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger that he found in the Ginas Verodim that he's choleik on the Tosfos. Okay, but Rabbi Akiva Eiger said he had a big kasha on Tosfos. Kasha was that when we say barei priya gefen, barei priya gefen, so we are saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this wine, because wine is called pri. How do we know the wine is called pri? Because Lagave Bikurim, it says you can use wine for Bikurim because it says Lokashta mi kot mi pri Adama. Reishis pri Adama, right? And we can go a step further to the Lagave Orla, it's called pri, and a person has Orla Dika wine. Then he asks, it's Malkus, right? And you don't call it being Mishtana, right? So number one, you see from Bikurim it's called pri. Then you see from Orla that if I have pomegranate juice, I don't get Malkus because it's not called the pri anymore. It's an extract. It was Osir, okay? But it's that, that's another din we have to learn, a din of Nishtana. So it's not called Orla anymore. But wine is called pri. Not because of the din of Tirish V'Yitzer. It's called pri. So now, when I say boy rei pri agafen, I'm saying the wine is called pri. Memela, I'm making a bracha. Memela Chazal say that both the grape is called a pri and the wine is called a pri. L'chara we could say very simply because Rashi says in Orva Raita, because Darchan, this is normal. This is what a person, right? All of these things are going to become, I think we will be discussing all of these nekudos, that derech shel bnei odom lasis is what determines whether it's a major extract or not. But achrei kechleis hakol says Rabbi Akiva Eiger that Chazal said make a barei pri eitz on grapes. Now you shift over. Chazal said barei pri, make a barei pri a gofen. Right? What's the lashon? A little bit more detail. Levarer Yosef Shumi Gefen, right? You want to give it more chashivas, so you don't just call it summer tree. I say I came from a vine, right? That gives it more chashivas and it's a little bit more protease. Where you have a similar example of that person says, Moshe says you introduce a person from New Jersey, okay? So he may get a little offended. Jersey, I come from Lakewood. I'm stuck in Jersey, right? So you should take away the chashivas. It can be anywhere in Lakewood, right? No, what do you mean? He'll correct you. You introduce a guy, he comes from Brooklyn. Brooklyn, I come from Avenue O and 9th. That's where I come from, I think, in just a sec. But so a person will say that person is more chashivas, with a little bit more protheistic. So, enachanami, I'm saying the exact same thing. But I'm not saying stama tree. I'm saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a vine. Is it more chosh? Hold on a second. Is it more chosh? So the Benutam said, so Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, Pshat in our sugya is, Gemara wants to understand, why do we have a more proteistic, a more specific, a more detailed bracha? So Gemara says, Ishtanil mal yusa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a more choshev extract. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, let's find the polling, wine is more choshev than grapes. Let's find the polling, then you put grapes in a different order. Somebody, right? You get invited to somebody else's home for Shabbos. So you bring a bottle of wine. You don't think of bringing a cluster of grapes. It's the same thing. You tell the guy, sorry, I couldn't find a bottle of wine. Here's a cluster of grapes. Don't worry, it's the same thing. Ayin, brochei, staff, name based on the card. It's the same thing. It's kilo, I brought a bottle of wine. So you don't say that. So here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a more choshev dikim extract. So we want to mark, it's not stam a fruit. It's not like an orange, an apple, a banana. No, it's more choshev. So we call it pre-agafen. So it says there became anger, but what Chazal did is just gave me another way of saying the same thing. So l'chayver, if I call in by brit, it's the same thing. So l'chadchila, I have to be mevare yoiser. But if I make a mistake, and then he says loygara mi bira shahako, he says soif kol soif hayetochen. Kasha number two. Kasha number one is bari priyagafen. It's the same bracha, just more protistic. Kasha number two is, and let's say it's a taka different bracha, but if I make a more cloliistic bracha, some yaitzeh, the person made a mistake and said shahakol nivin
bari. On the wine?
That's what he's saying. No? You're saying, so if I make a shahakol nivin bari, I should zirka be able to say a bari priyaitz. No? Good kasha. Those are two kashas against taisos. And he says, tamua, and obviously it sounds like Rav Yeager would not passing against the taisos, but ach is them with sasi. Dinas for other, the later tshuva, no. It's the helalik of the yotza. The person wouldn't be yotze. No, so how can we defend the taisos against the Rav Yeager? No, go ahead.
I'm saying, bori priyaitz, meaning shakal was the tikkun of shakal was on the was overarching everything. But if you say bori priyagafen, it's not actually connected to the actual bracha of eitz. It's whatever the lashon liu. Since it's a higher level thing, like Gemara said, so that the chacham or misakin a bracha of bnei atzma, not something that's attached to the bracha of eitz. So once you say it's bracha of bnei atzma, it has no shaychus to eitz. So then the eitz shouldn't work. Shakel, even though shakel is overarching. So
okay. But look, what you're saying is that one has to say something along these lines, which is correct, okay? What about the first kasha of Tosfos, of Rav
Akiva? Isn't the first kasha just saying, why is it that you're okay with the bird, why you're not okay with the bird grades?
No, good.
Whatever you said before, same thing. Like, the guy from New Jersey wants to say he's from Lakewood.
So wait, what's the Tosfos going to answer?
So kasha that you can't say New Jersey.
Oh, okay. So you're saying that when Chazal established a Ramosha of Bracha, then they were Mafkia, the first Bracha, right? Which essentially is what Kenny was saying also. They're Mafkia, the first Bracha. Okay? So I'll explain it a little bit better in a moment. But before we get to that, what would be the Hezber of why they'd be Mafkia, the Bracha? All right, so you're saying they want to give him more chashivas. No one else? Avraham?
Maybe, if we're, connecting the dots a little bit, it has to do with, Rashi versus the Rosh. So, if you view Bori Priyagafen as we're making a bracha on the wine itself, so, like the Rosh does, so now, if you go back and you say Bori Priyaitz, so then that's, avada, being, mevaza in the wine, because now you're saying, the fruit itself. Now you're for sure talking about the fruit itself, priya-eitz versus priya-gefen. The gefen refers to the vine, the rushes, so the priya-gefen is the wine. So if you made a, the ikar bracha, the tikkuna was to make a bracha on the wine, and now you're taking it and you're taking it back a step. You're putting it on the grapes by saying bori priya-eitz. Even though, technically it's a more general category, it could be that, we're, going back in steps. Does that make sense?
So
I'm saying Tosfos is agreeing with the Rush.
Tosfos is agreeing with the Rush because the Rush, the Relozim Yimitz.
Yeah, Relozim Yimitz. Yeah.
Okay, so again, the Relozim Yimitz is what's his kasha? Hey, Mevorchen. It's not called pre.
Right.
So Tosfos is the Rush's Metaritz. It is called pre. Okay, let's again. The Relozim Yimitz said, how can you say Bori Pri? I don't understand. Tamua, it doesn't have a teretz. Tamua li. Right? They didn't say Tamua. He says, Heksha. Hey, Yechonim B'Baruch. Doesn't have a teretz for it. So what's Relozim Yimitz going to tell? It's a Rosh Hashanah teretz. The teretz is oral. It's called Pri. Bikurim. Might be called Pri. So what's Relozim Yimitz? He also knew the Gemara in right there. Also, it could be called free. No, so what did he say? What was his teretz? Ein mevin bikurin mashkin. Chutz mi zeisim anovim bilvod. Shenemer pri adoma beloi mashke. What does the Rambam say? Ein mevin bikorin mashkin chutz mi zeisim anovim bilvod. Shenemer pri adoma beloi mashke.
Is it five?
Yeah. This is, yeah. Can you summarize the whole thing? 1 second. I haven't learned this yet. Mishum dezeh ba'almud. It's Pesachim. Yeah. And in Pesachim, Mishum dehavi kederach achilosa. So three different reasons why Mashke Peiros is not either because it's Shtiyah, not Achila, or because it's Zeya Ba'alma, or because it's Shaloi Kederach. Alright? Now, what have we learned so far? Why is Mashkin not Pri Adama? What did the philosophy mid say? No. It's not a pre. All right. So Rav explains Ein mevin bikurin mashkin l'yitzman ezeisim im toymar v'seiv chala says Yesi koin hevi bikurin yayin b'shem v'lo kibu imanu v'beinu perish am mishnah kosav v'hocha b'psokom chozer boy v'kosav heyech the truma l'alocha l'fi shirov Yerushalmi explains why he says that, but at the end he writes Vodetanya, Pri Atamevi, Yatamevi, Mashkin, Hevi, Anov, and Midorcha, Minah, and Tamulam, and Tavi. So you see from this that the only reason that you can bring freshly pressed wine for Bikurim is because of the din of Tavi, but it's not really called Pri. So when the Rambam says, according to the Radvaz, when the Rambam says, Ein mevim bikurin mashkin chutz mizaisim v'ndon v'lvad sh'nemar pri adoma v'im hevi mashkin mekamlem mimenu. So what's chutz mizaisim v'ndovim? Chutz mizaisim v'ndovim that it's called pri?
Yeah.
Or chutz mizaisim v'ndovim that there's a special din of tovi? The Ritvan says chutz mizaisim v'ndovim because of special din. It says tovi, which includes more. But it's never called a pri. So the Chayra, that's what Rav Mitzvah would respond. Rav Mitzvah would say that I have a kasha and I have no terrors for the kasha. How can you say boire pri hagefen when it comes to wine? The only reason why wine gets some of the halachas of the pri is because tirish v'yitzer, special din, is because it says tovi. But the pshat is not that it's called a pri. So he leaves a betzorach here. Rashi says that barei pri hagefen could not be referring to wine. Why? Right? So we are, that's what Rashi concludes. Pavale bari priya pri shepri kori zayis ve'enzu priya shemaim ki bini odam hi priyazu avol gabe gefen hagefen yo eitz v'anovim heim priya gefen. But we're making another bracha on the grapes. So again, if you hold the Rebbelozer mit says we have a new bracha. It's a bracha on wine, not on grapes. I don't understand why, how it works. I have a kash on it, right? Lu Yitzuya, the Rebbelozer mit would hold like Rashi. He would have a kasha. He have a different kasha. His kasha would be, I don't understand why you're making a bracha on the grapes. You're having wine. Okay, that'd be a kasha. Rebbelozer mit's kasha is you're making a bracha on wine. I don't understand why it's called free. What's the Rosh's answer? No? It's called a pri. Are you making a bracha on the grapes or the wine?
Wine.
On the wine. Aye, why it's called borei tzarachia. It's also good kasha. But it's clear from the Melozer and the Rosh is that when you're making a bracha on borei pri agafen, you're making a bracha on wine. And wine is called pri. According to Rashi, it's clear you're making a bracha on grapes. Okay? So he doesn't have any. So the Rashi is it doesn't have any of the kasha lo mitz. He has one kasha. Why are you making a bracha on this grape and this fruit? Why are you making a bracha of my vine is two fruits? It has a. According to Rashi, is one kasha. Why am I making a different bracha on the grapes than on the wine? But I'm making a bracha on grapes. I'm not making a bracha on wine. Okay? So now, I accidentally made a bracha of borei pri ha'etz on my wine. Right? So according to Rashi, no, Rashi, what's the big deal over here? Because Chazal said, when it comes to wine, I should make a more protistic bracha. I should talk about grapes in a more choshev way. Okay, so I messed up and I called the grape a regular fruit. But according to Rav Elozer Mimitz and the Rosh, Chazal says they have to make a bracha on the wine, not on grapes. So happens, according to Rav Elozer Mimitz, I don't understand why you're calling it a pri. And the Rosh says we're calling it a pri because Torah calls it a pri. Right? So we can even go a step deeper. It's very possible that there's a machlit that when we bring bikurim from grapes and from oil, and when we bring truma from from wine and from oil, so there are two ways to look at it. Either it's called pri, or it's exeris hakasav tirish v'yisur and tovi. It's not called pri. So it's very possible that Rashi would say it's not shayach to say that wine is called pri. Number one, it's not boirei, and number two, it's not called pri b'chlal. It's called Tirish v'Yitzer and called Tovi. But the Rosh and Rolozim and the Rosh holds that wine can be called pre. And Rolozim Yimit says, I don't understand it, but wine is called pre. But that's what he holds. So now I'm holding my wine and I say, Abay Repriye, it's according to the Rosh, what's the problem? No, according to Rashi, what's the problem? According to Rashi, I said, Chazal say, make a brach on the grapes. Okay? So I said, instead of Barbriye, I said Barbriye. It wasn't so brachy. But according to Rabbalazar Mimitz and the Rosh, Chazal said, make a special brach on the wine. You're no longer making a brach on the grapes. You make a brach on the wine. All right? Okay, well, now we'll chazer and be marachiv. In 2 minutes, yet a kasha. We're good? Okay, so again, we'll be the asikum and be mamik a little bit more. The asikum is that it's clear. It's clear to us that Rashi and Rabbi Mitzvah are arguing with each other. Correct?
Yeah.
It's clear to us that when you make a burpee gofen, so machleik is exactly what are you saying? Are you saying, because Baruch, I'm making a bracha, you gave me this wine, you gave me these grapes. Okay? So now, it stands to reason that when Chaz, and how do we know this? Because Rashi says, Bore cannot refer to wine. And Rabbi Mitz says that Pri cannot refer to wine. And the Rashi says, Pri can refer to wine. Okay? Good. So now, we take the next step. And we say that what happens if I take and make a barrei priya eggs on my wine? So we know that Taisva says you messed up. What do you mean you messed up? Because Chazal said when you have wine, you make a bracha on wine. You don't make a bracha on grapes anymore. So how are you talking? You're making bracha, and so it makes sense that Chazal were mafkila bracha. But Rikiv Eger argues no. Chazal didn't say that you make an entirely different bracha. They said you make a more specific bracha on grapes. Instead of making bracha one on grapes, you make two on grapes. And look, when you say shahakol, you certainly can be moitzi everything. So if shahakol works, then certainly bari prey should work for bari prey gofen. It's the same thing, it's the same thing. So that's what, so l'chayra, Rabbi Kideger is learning like Rashi, right? And Taisvis is learning like the Rosh. Okay, now what's Hezra and Dover? Hezra and Dover is exactly what did Chazal say when they say we have to make a bracha on the wine. Did Chazal say that we are making a bracha and we're choshev a bracha on grapes? So then they weren't mafkia the first bracha. But if they said to make a bracha, I have wine, and make a bracha on grapes, I'm taking away the chashivas of the part of the birya, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me yain yisamach levav enosh, or it's kind of the yain is soed. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me soed, and I'm making a bracha on this with a tangerine. What? So Chazal said you're not giving full expression. You're not really being makir the part of the birya that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be makir it. So they were mafkir the bracha. They said that maybe the word offensive is too strong a word. But you're not expressing your appreciation of the Bria and for carrot. You are diminishing your expression of the Bria. It's ke'ilo. A person would have chaymetz, who would have vinegar, and say, Barre Bria eggs. But that's not the Bria. It's a difference, right? Of here it's, I'm not expressing the full gratitude I'm supposed to express. So, in one case, Chazal were mafkir the bracha. In the other case, they were mefari the bracha. So, that's the how we can understand how the Teshul responded to Rabbi Kiveger. Why they weren't bothered by Rabbi Kiveger. Because they held it's an entirely new bracha. Masha'ini came to Kiveger saying no. And L'chavar, that is the machlekes Rishayna, the machlekes. The Ginas read on the Teshul is the machlekes between the Rosh and the Rosh. Okay, we'll go back to tomorrow.
What was the Rambam in the
So you see from the, you see in the Machlok, you see the same Machlok in the Mefarshei Rambam. The Mefarshei Rambam, they once